Getting America Back on Track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. We haven't abandoned common sense. We believe common sense a rare commodity these days, I understand. In some states, I'd say certainly on the bookends of our country, seems to be, a vacancy, for common sense. But yet, over flyover America that, the arrogant of our country would like to, disdain. They're the ones that hold the common sense and are kind of like, they're watching reality TV before their eyes and going, they just can't believe how nonsensical the things that are happening in our country today. But, hey, this is happening. I mean, you have somebody who decides one day, hey, we're going to wear a dress. I go into a gender optional bathroom. I rape a young girl, and somehow that's okay because I'm cool and fluid. And so, they hide it. In fact, they even deny it. And then they send the person to another school, and what happens? He does it again. Surprise. I mean, this is how idiotic we find ourselves in today, and how common sense has vacated the building. And it's just amazing. Like right now, we've got thousands of migrants are heading for our southern border. And where's the Biden administration with some common sense? What are they doing? I mean, Bruce Thatcher, I got to bring you on here right now because you got to bring some balance to this perspective. Bruce is the founder of History Speaks Today, immigration expert, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Bruce, the Biden administration is MIA totally. I mean, they told us in Afghanistan they've got this new military concept called Over the Horizon. Well, you might as well sing Over the Rainbow with Dorothy and Toto here, as we've got thousands of migrants coming to our southern border, all looking for the yellow brick road and wearing Biden-Harris T-shirts, thank you very much, and looking forward to all the free handouts, right?
Yeah, and I wonder why that's happening. What a surprise. The Gallup organization has run polls all over the world for many years, and asking the question of people, if you had a chance, would you like to leave the country where you were born, the country where you live, and move somewhere else? And then they follow that up with a question that says, and if you want to leave, where do you want to go? Well, guess what country is top on the list of where they want to go? It's like 175 million people around the world, given the chance, would come almost immediately to the United States. And so we see these caravans from Central and South America. That number is a bit lower. It's only 40 or 50 million. But we see these caravans on the way up.
You mean 40 or 50,000 you're talking about, right?
No.
Not million. Is it million?
40 or 50 million people from Central and South America would like to come.
Would like to come. But in the caravan, I think they've estimated something like 60,000 or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay,
so,
all right.
There's all that pressure sitting there. All that pressure, all that has to happen to release that floodgate is for a signal to those people that it's okay to come, they'll get in. Well, guess what's happening now? We're sending up signals all over the place. The Biden administration is sending them up all over the place by weakening the border protection, weakening the border wall, demoralizing Border Patrol people, sending in neon light signs from sanctuary cities saying, come, you're welcome. And the floodgates are slowly opening.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is even the Mexican law enforcement, they're like bad bullfighters. I mean, they're just like, ole, letting them pass. I mean, did you see how they stormed those checkpoints? I mean, they overwhelmed. I mean, for a minute, I had to think, I go, whoa, is that the Capitol Police from January 6th one more time or what? But no, it was the Mexican law enforcement that just sat there and said, man, there's no way they can hold back the thousands of people. They were just being overwhelmed. And the people were, I mean, here they are. They've got these, the riot gear on and, these plastic shields and everything like that. Man, the people went through that like butter. It was
just stepping aside like we're opening the gate.
Yeah.
It's I mean, they were there for, maybe there was some serious intent, but it certainly looked like they were there just for show. And
right.
People know that.
And again, to your point, though, what does that tell these migrants when they're able to get through like that so easily?
It says, now's the time.
Yeah.
Come ahead. And the American border is only a week or so away, and it's going to be the same thing there. That's what they're told.
Mm-hmm.
And there's good reason for them to believe that will be the case. In these days of practically instant communication all over the world, it doesn't take but seconds or minutes for people in South America who are interested, or Central America, to learn that when you arrive at the American border, you can come in and you'll be briefly checked out and then released into the country, or even given free transportation to somewhere else
right. Around
the country.
Well, and they're also taught what to say, Bruce, so
yeah.
that they can gain entrance, right? I mean, because there's specific language they're supposed to use in order to get a pass and get put into the system. Now, that's the secret password, and you use that, and you're in.
That's right, and so you ask, well, who's telling them all these things? I don't know names, but I do know that there are people and organizations who are in favor of this happening, and they're tutoring and training these people. They're saying, here's what to do, come on in, and it works. They know it works.
Yeah.
And we've got,
exactly.
last year, almost 2 million people were detained or encountered by the Border Patrol trying to enter the U.S. legally, not all at the southern border, to be sure, but the majority at the southern border. And of these people were encountered, almost always were released almost immediately into the country and given transportation. And
right.
Given that there's a couple of million they encountered, how many got away? How many did they not catch?
Exactly. They're saying as many as 500,000.
Yeah.
That are gotaways, right? And so of those people that are supposed to, you know, that they have paperwork on, that are supposed to come some 3-4 years later, after they've assimilated in their own, you know, amended way into these local communities, they're supposed to surrender to authorities, have their case heard, and take the chance of being deported back. And again, the people that don't report, so what? I mean, they're there in the shadows. They've been used to being in the shadows. So there's no big whoop for them, and they're playing the game that they're not going to get caught. And how many people are actually getting caught and being deported back?
It's compared to the total, it's a small percentage.
Oh, it's minuscule. Yeah. So, hey, why not take the chance? Because somewhere down the road, you know, the Democrats are going to offer amnesty, right? Quick break. We've got more from Bruce Thatcher after this. Pacific, welcome back. Bruce Thatcher, the founder of History Speaks Today, an immigration expert and author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Let me tell you, if you're really interested in immigration and you're frustrated with what's happening, if you've not read his book, don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Go straight. Go straight and get this book. You need to read it because you'll understand the history of immigration. All these ideas have been tried. There's nothing new under the sun. And you will understand and see for yourself from history what happens when you make the right choices and what happens when you make the bad choices. And right now, America is duplicating the errors of our history. It is repeating itself. As somebody once brilliantly said, the problem with history is, sadly, we don't learn from it. And here it is. We've got to go through these lessons one more time and learn the hard way at the expense of this current generation and, dare I say, young people who are being murdered on the streets of our country because immigrants do not, and I don't mean that in a broad brush sort of way, you know what I'm talking about. You know, some immigrants do not respect the rule of law. They do not respect our country, as I was sharing with Bruce earlier, particularly people who come from Mexico. Part of their heartbeat is they feel that California and Texas is theirs, that they're entitled to that. So they could care a rip about this. And then you add into the mix the cartels and their ambitions, sex trafficking, drug running, all this nefarious gang warfare that goes on and stuff like that to capture property here in America. And you add that to the mix, it makes for a bad recipe no matter what you say, Bruce, right?
And yeah, and absolutely. These people have grown up. They've grown up in an environment where those kinds of things are the norm. Mm-hmm. They're just the norm,
yes,
in many places south of our border. And so they come to America, and they have no training in mm-hmm. American ways, in democracy, in rule of law. I mean, those things are just foreign to them. And because they come in illegally, they're not required to take any courses or training or orientation whatsoever, except when they get in, they know how they get they got in by breaking the laws. And then they go to, maybe many of them go to sanctuary cities, which in themselves are, many of them, maybe most of them, are openly defying the federal government laws on immigration. So that supports their point of view that, you just do whatever you want to.
Exactly.
At least I think so. Sanctuary.
Well, there's no question that colors, you know, their perception on this. And the other thing that we haven't even mentioned whatsoever, I mean, Jen Psaki, when asked about, you know, these immigrants being tested for COVID, and we found out, as best we can tell, I mean, you know, the government is ridiculous. Mayorkas, you try to get a number from him. I mean, here, this is a government official. They should have numbers. I mean, they're releasing people into the interior of our country. They got migrants. They don't have numbers. Are you kidding me? You don't. Well, I don't know. Maybe 10,000, maybe 12,000. I'm, you know, something like that. You know, más o menos. You know, are you kidding me? I mean, this is that old axiom, Bruce. I grew up because my father was a civil servant, and they would say, well, it's close enough for government work. You know, really, I mean, that's the attitude. This is that union mentality. And we were talking with Daniel Natale earlier about this race to the bottom, this race to mediocrity that has, you know, come upon our country. And this is that union mindset that just repulses me, because it mediocratizes our humanity. And I don't think that at the end of our lives we want to sit there and say, you know, Bruce, I put in 70 plus years of a mediocre life, and I feel really good about myself.
Well, yeah, but is it the case, Bill? And I've begun to raise this question: how much of it is they're incompetent? They don't have the numbers, for instance. And how much of it is they're very competent, they have the numbers, and they're not telling us? I think there's a mixture of both.
Yes, I think so, too. I think so. I think you're exactly right, that it's very laissez-faire, very casual in some regards on it. But there's no way that we're going to hear the right numbers. But, you know, getting back to the COVID infected, they're estimating something like 16,000, you know, COVID infected migrants have entered the interior of our country. But, you know, Jan Psaki says, don't sweat it, man. They're only going to be here for a little bit.
So, besides, we're going to get rid of a few thousand Border Patrol agents because they won't wear masks.
I mean, the logic, I mean, you know, speaking of competency, it is brain bruising to hear this administration. It's so hard to hear our president, the president of the United States, speak on these issues. And it's like he is just so devoid of reality. And I'm not even talking about any mental deficiency. I mean, that's for experts to, you know, tell. Yes, there's obvious signs and things like that, but I'm not here to comment on that. I'm just, you know, I'm taking him at his word and the goofy things he says. And I'm thinking, my goodness, I have to tell my, I go, and this is our president. And what is he doing?
And you have to ask yourself, does he really believe that? I mean, is that really what he and others think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because they live on the coast, they think that way. Mm-hmm. but it certainly doesn't see that reality is not the reality in Texas or the Midwest.
Right. Well, it's not a reality that promotes freedom, that promotes a constitutional republic. I mean, you've got to see this for what it is. This is a direct attack on this constitutional republic. This is what these Marxists are doing, and they are Marxists. I mean, the Democratic Party has been taken over by Marxists, is, you know, validated by one Trevor Loudon. Make no exception. He says all but one person within the inner circle of Joe Biden's team are avowed card-carrying Marxists. So when you study Marxism, I mean, it's almost like, let's go back and rewind what happened when, you know, then President, I believe it was President Jefferson, when at Tripoli, he says, well, tell me about these Muslims. I don't know about these Muslims. And they got him the Quran, and he studied it to his credit and got some counsel on it and said, whoa, these guys are against us. They're not for us. Send in the Marines, right?
That's right. Send the Marines.
And here we are. I mean, it's like, wait a minute. You got these antithetical forces sitting there saying they want to destroy America. And we sit there and go, oh, let's have tea with them. Let's have a beer. Let's have a beer summit with them. Are you kidding me?
It almost leaves you speechless at how uncaring of America so many of these people are, and they're being taught that, of course. The young ones are being taught that in the schools, to not only uncaring about America, but to hate America because of what reportedly we've done or people in the past have done. And for those of us who are a bit older, it's just jaw dropping. How can this be? How can this be?
Well, the answer is
we've let it be.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we've allowed the lies to perpetuate, and that's Adolf Hitler's theme. You know, how do you kill? You know, 11 million people. You tell a big lie, and the bigger the better. And the people will believe it.
Over and over.
Exactly. And this is what's happening. You know, it's like right now, here's the Democrats, you know, jumping up and down about protecting, people's ability, you know, to vote. And yet history is very clear in telling us where the Democrats were when it came to freeing the slaves. I mean, they were.
Absolutely.
They were missing in action. 13th Amendment. Only 23% of Democrats supported the abolishment of slavery. The 14th Amendment, giving citizenship to freed slaves, 0% Democratic support, 94% Republican support. The 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all. You would think, hey, for all that the Democrats are jumping up and down these days, Bruce, you would think, oh my gosh, you've got to have a big number of Democratic support. Try zero. Zero, 100% Republican support for the 15th Amendment, the right to vote for all. But yet they jump up and down, and they've got control of the history, and they're making up stories, like you said, and telling lies and getting us all to believe the lies. Bruce Thatcher, as always, we appreciate you being on the show. Thank you, sir.